face the barren waste without the taste of water, cool water.
The one element that is absolutely vital to not only life, but everything we have. I mean, look at, we're all wearing clothes made out of cotton. Couldn't have grown the cotton without the water. We're sitting here at a table made out of wood. Yeah, that tree wouldn't have grown without water. We've got drywall here. We've got the paper that goes outside the drywall mined out of trees. Every manufacturing process, everything takes water. And we've only got this is the hard thing to think about. We have the same amount of water that the Earth pretty much has always had.
That's true.
And the Earth, they say, about 1804 reached 1 billion people. And in that 200 and, you know, what would that be, 16 years, we're now up to almost 8 billion. So the Earth population has grown quite rapidly using the same amount of water. How many times do you think this water has been recycled over the last 6,000 years that I'm drinking right now?
And we do have a tendency to waste it.
Yes, we do. And what percent of the Earth's drinking water, or our water, is drinkable, like 1% or 3%? I mean, it's a very small number.
It is small. Yeah.
And it's amazing to think that that's still, that 1% is keeping 8 billion people alive. But it's recycled over and over and over through evaporation, condensation, mm-hmm. river runoff. When it gets to my home, I like to know that I've done as much as I can to purify and get it just back to H2O before we distribute it to the family, the horses, the chickens, the goats. You know, we like purified water.
Well, I think that the water treatment plants, when it comes to the aqua, like you said, the aqueducts, they do their procedures too. So when it comes out of there and comes out, it's still hard, but they do a portion of cleaning up the water. When we get into the houses, though, you want to make sure that when you're looking for a water treatment system, you just want to make sure that you're getting the right system. You want to check the size of your plumbing. You want to make sure the how many people are using the water in the home. You want to find out, make sure it fits in your budget. You know, there's so many little things when people are looking for water treatment, whole house water treatment systems, to look for and get the right company that's licensed, bonded, insured, and have been around for a long time.
And regardless of who you're looking at, you want to verify that the equipment they're installing is certified by the Arizona Water Quality Association. If it's not, there's a reason for that. And the people that try and sell you a product that's not, they've all got, you know, these elaborate stories about why they're not, and that the association's, you know, got this other political or whatever case may be agenda, but they really don't. The Water Quality Association doesn't. They're just there to certify, yes, this unit cleans the water, or yes, this unit does what it's advertised to do. They don't have a bias.
Right. We use the Arizona Water Quality Association a lot. They're the watchdogs. They're the ones that, they're a third-party validation. They're going to tell you, you know who's what and if it's a good product or whatever. So definitely keep in touch and check out everybody, folks. You should.
And going back to there, you know, there's these long infomercials that you see Saturday mornings that they get done, and it's a very convincing production that they put together. But there's a reason they're not on the Water Quality Association's.
You had mentioned earlier, you know, that we have different laws across the nation where water's outlawed. There's a couple of places in California that have outlawed, you know, the salt usage. But honestly, some of the infomercials you're talking about, they're saying 44 to 60 states are outlawed. This is all things, folks. You have to really research and find out. Like Romy said, it's hard to say in a nice way. Just check it out. That's all I'm going to say.
It's just not true.
Right.
And when it comes to
fake news,
fake news is right. And when it comes to the certification, sometimes I'll see that label on a company, but their tank might be certified that it doesn't leak. It doesn't mean it's actually certified to produce. So you got to watch those certification labels too.
And they should all be registered contractors too, if they're not.
Yeah, I believe there's someone right here in the convention center that's not even registered to the state of Arizona.
And you check that at azroc.gov. Every contractor has six-digit license number. And the lower the number is, that's the longer that company's been in business.
Absolutely.
So that's something else you can look at as well if you're comparing a couple companies. You can get to the registrar's website, and I'll tell you the day, I mean, down to the actual day it was issued. But you can do a quick reference yourself. If you're looking at two companies and this one's in the 6,000s and this one's in the 3,000s, well, you know, they've been in business a lot longer on the 3,000 side than the 6,000. So it's an easy, quick reference that you as a consumer can do as you're walking and selecting a contractor for your service can use. And then once you have that number and you can look them up on the website, you want to verify that the person you're talking to really is employed with that, because it's not that hard for Joe Schmo to go grab a six-digit number and be like, here's my ROC number. Well, look it up on the website and make sure the number he's giving you is the number that's there and that the names match. You know,
one of the toughest things that can happen is you do buy a water treatment system from XYZ that says they're license bonded, and then they go out of business. That product's gone. With Connecticut, like I said, we've been around since early 1970s. Been in the Arizona area for over 35 years. Our products are going to last 18 to 20 years on the average. So we're going to give you a product that's going to last. We really are.
How long?
18 to 20 years on
the
average, yes.
That's incredible. There's not a lot of things that use water that can last that long.
That's true.
All right, we're talking water. If you've got a water question, we've got Michael Rogers, the Tucson Water Drop, and Mike Maddock, the sales manager for Kinetico in, I would say, in studio, in the conference center, TCC.